This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
A Taste of Sex erotic poetry reading. My name is Marcy Prochowski, and I'm your host. Today's show, although hosted by Rob Kendall because I was on holiday, was recorded live at One Taste in San Francisco, a retreat center where you can explore true connection, including one to your sex and to your sensuality. You'll be hearing prose and poetry from people who are totally willing to share their intimate experiences with you. Anticipate turn-on and inspiration.
Hello, my name is Rob Kendall, and I'm here at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in South of Market in San Francisco, and we're here for Erotic Open Mic Night, sponsored by One Taste Urban Retreat Center and the Personal Life Media Network. That's personallifemedia.com. Here at One Taste, Erotic Mic Night is just one of the many fun and fabulous things we do. We have workshops, we do events, we have parties. We have massage, we have yoga, we have many fun things, a way for people to connect, and our way of connecting to the world right now is through this podcast on personallifemedia.com. So tonight you'll be hearing some really fun readings, some original writings, some improvisation, and also some real life experiences. So it'll be up to you to figure out what's fact and what's fiction.
Instantly, I'm like, hey, I was just thinking about you. Do you want to have sex? The couple lying in the corner just busts out laughing. And he's like, okay. And we do. And it's not at all like I picture. Sex is supposed to be like the man is like instantly ready and attacking me and ravaging me. And it was like that, but it wasn't. It didn't fit my definition.
Next up, we have Yia, one of the crowd favorite, called Turn On.
My body feels this tiny yellow pinching sensation located between my pelvis and my belly button. I want to squeeze it and burn it out. My whole body is buzzing and my pussy feels thick and pulses with life. I walk around and everyone looks good. Oh my God. I feel like a child walking in a candy store. I look to see who I can make out with. People that I normally avoid all of a sudden look really hot and sexy. He looks like a good piece of candy, so I walk over and play with him a little. He comes up behind me and grabs me. I want to fuck your pretty little pussy. I tease and taunt him, push and pull and tease. He bends me over his bed, lifts up my black skirt. I'm exposed. I have my heels on and I feel sexy and wet. Waiting and wanting and anticipation. Oh, I'm getting wet. No small talk, no foreplay. He chokes me with his rough fingers. I'm wet and ready and waiting. He slides in me, slick and hard. The tip of his cock penetrating, reaching the tip of the tiny itch behind my pelvis. My whole mind and body is focused on this tiny sensation and his cock inside me. My body feels like a balloon, and his cock is the tiny needle about to prick the balloon. He goes over. I thanked him and leave.
So next up, we have Christopher coming up to speak about soft and dainty. Now, this belies his visual appearance. He's actually a strong, brooding of a man, you know, with a sheen on his head and a big smile. But we'll come out with this soft and dainty feel and see what actually happens. This is Chris. Come on up.
Soft and dainty, expression of femininity. It's what's hidden that sets me on fire. What I can't quite see, but is implied in the elastic line that traces around your thighs, across your stomach, poking suggestively along the small of your back when you bend over in those low-cut jeans. Or when you part your legs in that skirt and the light is just right and I get a glimpse of, what will it be? Blue nylon? Black lace? Or my favorite, plain white cotton. I ask you, in all seriousness, is there anything sexier or more alluring than a woman's panties?
That one worked. So just so everyone knows, that one worked with the lady folk of One Taste here in the evening. The cheeks got a little more ashen and the eyes got a little more bright. So soft and dainty. Good job, Mr. Christopher. Thank you. Next up is the lovely, turned on, and fancy foot free, Beth C.
All right. So this is a little improv. Hi, Kevin. First time doing this. So... this afternoon, it's Monday. Monday, start of the week. In a former life, I'd probably be checking my watch about 30 times and complaining about, oh, Monday again, and looking forward to Friday. Instead, what I get today is a string of lovers. Number one, reminds me of my dad. Except he dresses really well and he carries on great conversation. We're sitting in the car, he's driving me. I'm totally in that mode of he's taking care of me. I don't have anything to worry about. He's got it all under control. His shoulders are big and firm, and just reaching out and putting my hand next to him, I feel electricity. He's talking, and he doesn't even have to finish his sentences. I already know what he's going to say, and I feel so connected to him. He's traditional. He is a dad-like figure after all. So we pull up to the airport where he's getting ready to fly away, and he slips in at the last minute that he has a spanking fetish and expects me to do nothing about it. He thinks he's home free just because he's leaving it because we're at the airport. But oh no. He's like, maybe we'll try that next time. I get out of the car. I put my hands on the trunk. I bend over and I say, or no. And I'm waiting and he doesn't know what to do and I'm just sitting there and there are all these old people driving by looking at me and I'm just waiting there. I'm so turned on for him to act on it, for him to act on his desire. I know he's scared of letting out his desire and I love being at the other end of that. He manages to walk up to my side. He's standing really close to me and he goes, after several long pauses, he moves closer. Well, it is San Francisco. Smack! I loved it. Off to the next lover. So, I'm sitting in the bank of all places and looking around and it's so normal. It's almost a turn on because it's just so normal. I'm not used to it anymore. And I'm judging the decor and everybody looks so bored and I feel like there's this multicolored prism world inside of me and my pussy is just contracting and I'm sitting there in this boring bank and all I can do is think about how turned on I am and who am I going to make out with next and what's going to happen. And I'm so excited to be on this adventure. The woman across from me has no idea, or maybe she does, and doesn't say anything about it. So I rush home. I'm totally pent up. And it's been like maybe 6 hours since I last ohmed, and I have to do something. And I approach my research partner, and I play with him, and I torture him, and I'm a total bitch to him, and I love it that I have the freedom to do this. He's under my control. He's mine, and I'm not worried about what he thinks or doesn't think. There's enough. There's abundance. I don't have to worry about controlling one person. I let him go. He doesn't pass the test. I walk up to my room hoping that this one person will be there. I know that I'm open. Whatever happens, that's great. I've had enough practice to know. Don't put your eggs in one basket. So the room is dark when I get there, and I let it go instantly. I'm like, well, I'll just find someone else. As soon as I let it go, I turn around, and the person I wanted to make out with is home from work. Instantly, I'm like, hey, I was just thinking about you. Do you want to have sex? The couple lying in the corner just busts out laughing. And he's like, okay. And we do. And it's not at all like I picture. Sex is supposed to be like the man is like instantly ready and attacking me and ravaging me. And it was like that, but it wasn't. It didn't fit my definition. And it was good. And I felt good. And my pussy felt good. And I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. He just walked in the room. How embarrassing. Then later, making up with my research partner, making nice, not being shy, not being hesitant, not being apologetic for just having expressed my desire before. I am digging my nails into his back. It feels like I'm peeling the skin off of his back, and he doesn't want to love it. He wants to be angry at me, and he can't resist. I feel completely unstoppable. It feels like I'm gardening or digging in the earth as I'm just scratching down his back, and I want to rip all the layers off of him, and I want to help him open, and I'm willing to do that, and I'm willing to have other people do that with me.
So some definitions. OM stands for orgasmic meditation, which is our practice here at One Taste. For more information, please contact us. We'll tell you all about it. Research partner is a way that we have of relating, where you pick a person, random person, and say, I want to research this next thing in my life. I want to research jealousy. I want to research obsession. I want to research love. I want to research sex. I want to research abstinence, whatever it is. And the funny thing about research partners are that whatever you go into, odds are what comes out is the least that you expect. So thank you, Beth C. That was very enjoyable. Sounds like you had a good day. We look forward to tomorrow and maybe next week at Erotic Mic Night. We'll hear about that as well. Okay, so. Oh, also, I had to say, like, the question, do you want to have sex? How often does that happen in today's society? I mean, I think that should be our theme song. Do you want to have sex? Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes after a cold shower or two, and we'll be coming back for our second half of Erotic Mic Night, hosted by the lovely yet absent Marcy Prochowski. So we'll be back next time. My name is Rob Kandel. We're here at One Taste, and we'll be right back.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Erotic Mic Night here at One Taste in San Francisco. My name is Rob Kandel, and we're back to our second half. This is being broadcast on personallifemedia.com, A Taste of Sex. All right, next up, lovely Nicole H. talking about he fucks like he speaks.
He fucks like he speaks, focused and right on the note. He's very consistent in fucking, as in life. He is someone who I would have never have been attracted to. He is practical, for God's sake. I have shunned against these people for decades now. I am fire. I like fire. I jump from thing to idea to action. I am not consistent, but I have always been attracted to fire. He is earth, grounded. I have always thought these people would slow me down. He is in his mind. I am in my body. We have agreed to 7 days of connected sex, tantric sex. Fuck, it already feels really intimate to me. We had sex last night. It was good. There was a sensation. I suggest trying the Star of David position. So we schedule a 9 a.m. for this morning. He asked me. I was a little late. I finally arrive. We start warming up. I climb on top of him. We go into the first position. Connection. It feels pretty good. I'm liking it. We are fucking. We move from position to position, the energy increasing like a balloon being blown up. And then suddenly, we're on a new channel. We are on a new note. I'm so turned on. What's happened? We are in the flow. I am pushing him more and more into me like never before. I want him so much. I want him. I want him. I want him. Ugh. I want him. What's happened? I can feel my desire for him come up. And could this be love? We end, and as I look at him, I realize our relationship has forever changed. Our connection. Is it true? Sex really does change everything? And then tonight, I'm speaking to my husband. Okay, Josh is my fake husband. 3 weeks ago, we got fake married. So he walks up to me as I'm speaking with my fake husband. He says hello, and with a deadpan grin, he states to my husband, my fake husband, I'm doing your wife. Opposites do attract.
Just for the record, we do not think this is a good idea to do in general public. Do not walk up to someone and say, I'm doing your wife. This is a bad idea. This is not One Taste official advice. Next up, the fabulous Harmony speaking on the flavor of an ohm.
His cock is definitely strawberry. Sweet and lickable and thickly fragrant. I fight the urge to lean further over and take a bite. His demeanor is vanilla, creamy and placid. Really my all-time favorite flavor. I dream of whacking the top of a creme brulee with the back of my spoon. I'd like to do that to his slick demeanor. The kind of creme brulee that Rick used to make. He liked his crusts really thick, and when you finally broke through the shards, would jut up out of the cream like prehistoric glass. After I was done scooping and scraping, eating up every last bit, I would admire the sparkly specks of vanilla bean, brilliant along the bottom of the dish like stars in a white well. But on the inside, he's chocolate. The dark, fancy kind with a bitter edge. Opaque and inscrutable. Frankly, I'm only a sometimes fan. But you put the three together and you have a classic. The Neapolitan. Beloved by children everywhere.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our sound engineer on that one. He is unfortunately attached to the mic and his headphones, so we heard that in loud stereo version. So if we lose Alutha today, that's because Harmony reads. So, all right, Judy, can you follow that one? The title is called Reluctant.
So this is called Reluctance because I am always reluctant. So I am a little reluctant when he pulls me forward to stand on my knees. He lies beneath me, his hands around my hips. The flicker of a tongue. I don't expect much. I never do. This is not my favorite sex act. There's too much pressure. Performance pressure. I have to feel. And what if I don't? What if this time is like all the last? What if the act of a man going down on me is just pleasant and nothing more? That is, no fireworks, no pulsing waves of energy, no deep moans emitted from the thrill of forbidden ecstasy. His tongue plunges inside, and much to my surprise, I feel. I feel moist and soft, and oh my, I feel. I feel his tongue probing like a robotic vacuum cleaner that searches for every corner, every last centimeter within its reach. I feel an electricity that builds. I feel warmth. I feel stars that implode in little death-like explosions shooting up my spine and down my arms. I feel excited and like I want more. But whereas that usually that particular feeling of wanting more is uncomfortable because I question whether I can have it or deserve it or can stand it until I have rushed to its conclusion, today I welcome it, knowing with certainty that whatever comes next will be more of this and I'll be satisfied.
Well, it's a little resistance when it comes to oral sex. I mean, what fun would it be if you didn't resist a little bit? So I think you're definitely on the right track, dude. Up next is Justine, who wowed us last time, speaking about the topic of cookies.
Are you ready? He asks. Piling up my racks and trays, I hand him a bowl of flour and walk towards the door. We're going to bake cookies. I enter the kitchen first and place our things next to the stove. I turn the heat on and then move to take my apron off. It's dirty and marked where my hands have thoughtlessly wiped off butter, sugar, and chocolate. I like the way the ingredients leave their trace, but I don't want to get him dirty. Besides, there's something sexy about taking off any piece of clothing, even an old apron. You know, the way you have to reach your hands behind your back to untie the strings, collecting the soft white cotton in your palms. I look over. I know he's looking at me as he leans calmly against the cold marble counter. How is it that he always looks so calm? I walk over, enjoying the sound of my tight black boots snapping against the tile floor. I'm aware of every step. I stop in front of him and slide my legs around his, leaning my torso into his body. I press my nose into his sweater and breathe him in and through me. I love the smells of a kitchen. He runs his hands down my back and over my ass, and suddenly we are consuming each other, licking, biting, tasting the salt and sweet stickiness of warm skin. Peeling off clothes, we leave a trail on our way to the bedroom. I think of Hansel and Gretel. Were those cookies they scattered and hoped to follow home? Sounds risky. Later, after putting our cookies out for sale, I go back to the empty kitchen to clean. From my pocket, the phone beeps with a text from a friend. Hey, those were your best cookies ever.
Yes. Yes to cookies, yes to cooking, yes to turning up the heat in the kitchen. We'll close off with improvisation, a counter to a previous reading. Let's see if you can figure out which one it is. My name is Robert, this is improvisation. I get the text, midday, I'd like to make an appointment with you. My bed. Or would you like to bake some cookies? I respond back, well, the bed's tempting, but hey, making cookies sounds like a lot sexier to me, so let's go. We set up for 6 o'clock, and all day I think about the fact that I haven't made cookies in a really long time, but I feel the desire that the cookie, the gooey chocolate on the fingers, or perhaps the smell, bringing back the childhood memories, but I do not suspect that those memories will be the same after this experience. She leads me up, and I'm walking behind her, and she's wearing this tight black skirt and these boots with tall stiletto heels. Click-clack, 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 out the front door, to the left, upstairs to the apartment. She puts the ingredients down, and all of a sudden we are two chefs about to make the fine meal, and she puts it down, and she comes to me without a moment's hesitation. I realize that I am out of my element. This woman has got me. She's got me way deep. I am way over my head, and the thought, let's run, let's get the fuck out of here. This is insane. I cannot deal with this intimacy. I cannot deal with her power. I should just go. Instead, I just lean back, trying to look pretty cool against the stone marble, but inside my insides are quivering the soft, crumbly texture of perhaps those cookies that might get burnt. Yep. Now, I'm a naive man when it comes to these things somehow. I just don't plan ahead. I just kind of improvise. It's all by the seat of the pants, and we're making out, and the heat's going up, and my body is aflame, and all I'm thinking is someone's going to come up and think, this, they're not baking cookies, they're making something else, and I'm up there, and I'm feeling it, and she leans into her pocket, and she pulls out something, and says, here, I have something in my pocket, and out comes a credit card. No, that's not it. She reaches into the other pocket, and out comes a condom, and she says, would you like to continue our meeting? Back into the back bedroom, clothes flying, the boots stay on, inverted, standing up. Standing up sex is fun with someone that you like to lift up, and they're sweaty, and it's gripping, and it's hot, and then end up on the back, and afterwards I'm spent, and I start to feel this feeling deep inside of me, and it's the scariest feeling possible. It is the feeling of my heart starting to crack open, this little granite feeling, and I starts to shake, and my legs start to shake, and this energy starts to come out of my body. It is uncontrollable, and I want it to stop, and the only word out of my mouth is, uh-oh, uh-oh. I have to say yes to the feelings that I've been avoiding for so long. And instead of saying no, instead of running, I just say, yes, please. Thank you. So that about closes up another very, very, very hot night here at One Taste. Woo! We thank you all for being on the end of the broadcast, and you can check us out at personallifemedia.com or at onetaste.us. And please check us out and check out our other shows. Any questions, please email us at onetaste@personallifemedia.com. My name is Rob Kandel, subbing for Marcy Brachowski. This is Taste of Sex. And just so you know, here at One Taste, we don't just write it, we live it. Good night and thank you.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.